Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and I'm calling in from Skype for STEM Spots. I'm here in Austin, Texas at the 2017 summer meeting of the American Astronomical Society. Here to listen to some research and investigate some of the things I'm doing also. I'm here because the American Astronomical Society has a division called the Laboratory Astrophysics Division, and that's the kind of work I happen to do right now in this part of my career. I do laboratory astrophysics. So I'm here to learn as much as I can about that with some work that Mike Reed and I at Missouri State University have already been doing. We've set up a new laboratory to try to do some extrasolar planet laboratory work for hot rocks, the kind of rocks that could conceivably make up the atmospheres of a very hot exoplanet orbiting close to its star far, far away. So I've been listening to a number of talks over the last few days, and one of the things that's really come to the fore in my imagination is the James Webb Space Telescope. This is a new telescope that is going to be launched in October 2018 on top of a rocket. It's going to essentially take over for some of the space telescopes that have already been put into orbit, the Hubble and the Spitzer, and essentially do work in the infrared that will inform and help astronomers over the next decade. This is a 6.5 meter telescope. That means the primary mirror for this telescope is approximately 20 feet in diameter. This thing's going to go into orbit. And from there, there were a vast number of instruments that are attached to it, which will stare at a field of stars and be able to take data of all different types. You wonder why it has to be put into space. There's a couple reasons for that. First of all, it's an infrared telescope, and if it peers through the Earth's atmosphere for the kinds of things it's looking at, it will see a lot of infrared signatures from the Earth's atmosphere itself, which will let's call it cloud the issue, so to speak. So it's going to be put into space where it's nice and cold, where it can look through just space and not an atmosphere at all. Also, the seeing, that is the astronomical resolution, so to speak, in space is better than if the light is scattered through the atmosphere. So this telescope is going to go up, and the astronomers are going to study a wide array of topics, including exoplanets. And of course, that's something that I'm very interested in, even though I, by training, am a condensed matter physicist. So some of the things they're going to look at as far as exoplanets are concerned is they're going to try to characterize the exoplanets themselves. Up until now, most of the work on exoplanets, the predominant amount of work, has been in the discovery of exoplanets and their characterization primarily of their size, how close they are to the star, the type of orbit they have, and perhaps how hot they are and some other kinds of information like that. But as far as the specific composition of the exoplanets, what they're made out of, what kind of atmospheres they might have, whether they do have an atmosphere, whether they have the signatures of molecules that we would like to see for, let's say, a habitable kind of a planet, a planet that might be at the right temperature to have liquid water, and so forth and so on. Those kinds of things, in many cases, in most cases, are still an open question. The data that most astronomers have been using up until this time has been lacking for a few reasons. One of those is they don't have enough signal to noise. They don't have enough signal to be able to tease out the information from these very relatively small exoplanets. Planets against the background of their quite large star that they're orbiting. So the James Webb Space Telescope is going to indeed be able to help and amplify the kind of work that these astronomers are doing. One of the things they're specifically going to be doing that I'm interested in is trying to characterize the atmospheres of these exoplanets. They're going to be looking at the light scattered by the planet's atmosphere as it goes in front of the star around which it orbits or behind the star. And by using the signatures of light, either reflected by the planet or the light that's scattered from the star through the atmosphere of the planet, through all those different things, they're going to be able to tease out spectroscopic information that will tell us what kind of molecules are actually in the atmosphere of the planet. The kinds of atmospheres they're looking at primarily right now will be telling us things about whether there's water, how much carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide, how much methane and other kinds of molecules that we might find on gassy kind of planets. Certainly the thing that I'm really interested in is when they start to constrain this down and be able to look at rocky exoplanets, planets that are more like Earth, that are smaller typically and perhaps cooler, and also in some cases hot rocky exoplanets where they might actually find atmospheres that are made out of rock. That is, the atmospheres themselves might have silicates and other kinds of material in the gas phase. The kind of work I'm doing in my lab right now is supposed to help and inform the astronomers as they get the data for this kind of information. This is Dave Cornelison once again for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.